In math, the Greek letter pi represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to the diameter. If you think back to geometry class, you'll remember that that number is 3.14. But Brad Zupp, a memory athlete from Greenwich, New York, claims to have memorized 10,000 digits of pi. On Wednesday morning, Zupp sat at a table at Empire State College in Saratoga Springs with two judges and a timer, seeking to beat a world record at the matrix memorization of pi.
Okay. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
In this method, the judges call out a set of five digits, somewhere in the 10,000. To succeed, Zupp has to correctly name the five numbers that come before and after the set. He has to do that 50 times. The world record was set in 2013 by a guy named Kevin Horsley from South Africa. After taking a deep breath and with cameras rolling for the World Pi Federation, Zupp begins his first trial.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
79980.
I'm going to ask you to go a little bit slower next time. 79980.
He has a bit of a stumble out of the gate on his first set.
66365 5771. That's wrong. The following is correct. The preceding is 28402. Next.
Eyes closed, the room silent except for the sound of recited numbers. Zupp responds to each set called out by the judges.
51 41 23 00 59 73. No, I don't know it. So let's stop there. Thank you. That's trial one.
But his first attempt of the day is not a perfect run. He stops the clock after the world record ticks by, 16 minutes, 28 seconds. The number Zupp gets stuck on is 39856.
I can tell you what that is. The 39856 is Tony Soprano throwing boots over his head like a bridal bouquet.
Wait, what?
I've created a memory palace, like you've heard on Sherlock Holmes.
Zupp uses a system where he translates the numbers into images in his head. They sort of tell a little story using familiar places and his favorite characters. When put in a sequence, it makes the sets easier to remember, to him at least.
Basically, I start outside my house in Greenwich. Right at the foot of our driveway, there is a bridge. And at that bridge is 14159, a monster kicking lipstick into the little creek. Right up the road from that is our neighbor's house. And at our neighbor's house is a guy from a TV show called Rounders. He is pulling the mailbox back and bending it backwards. That's 26535.
Zupp likes to talk, but after explaining his technique, he takes a quick break, sucks on a packet of energy gel, and tries again. But he doesn't make it on the second pass. Then it's time for the third try.
6611. Pass. I'm actually going to stop it there. I'm distracted, and I think I made a mistake earlier, and I'm past time anyway. So thank you very much to the judges and all the volunteers for being here. Sorry I didn't pull it off this time. There's a saying, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. So I guess that's where we're at.
As the cameras and microphones are switched off, Zupp's wife, Beth Lawrence, gives encouragement.
I totally know he can do it. I absolutely, positively know he can do this.
The pair trains together, going over thousands of numbers over hours and hours. Zupp is disappointed but not defeated. His next goal is to run a second marathon. The hours of training for the marathon might also give him a chance to go over the numbers at the same time.
I could play the digits of pi while I did my long runs on the weekends. I'm not sure I have that in me.
Of course, even though it's about 2 weeks after Pi Day, slices of pie are served as the attempt breaks up. And it's not all bad. Zupp even gets a Facebook message of encouragement from the record holder, Kevin Horsley himself. Reporting from Saratoga Springs for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.